Blog Talk Radio.
Champagne show.
Good evening, everyone. That was Sam Hunt with Leave the Night On. It's Sade Champagne, and welcome to the What's Going On special episode of the Sade Champagne Show on Grindhard Radio. Last week was the Wellness Made Simple special episode with Veronica Escobar Winters, and I also took over Grindhard Radio to interview the amazing cast of the show that started this whole network. I want to thank everyone for tuning in. We are back with some special episodes before Season 2 officially premieres on July 20th. We have two new castmates that we have brought in. That's Aya Kunle Falama and Ariana Carde. And we'll have 17 brand new episodes from my cast and me this upcoming season. Every episode is available on iTunes. Search The Sade Champagne Show, and you can download them for free. Also, my Sade Champagne YouTube channel is another place where you can listen to the show afterwards. Thanks to everyone for tuning in from all around the globe. All episodes of my show are available at blogtalkradio.com/grindhard_radio. I've also posted the direct link to this episode on my Twitter and Facebook pages, so you can tune in at any time. Thank you to Travis Miller for creating and producing my show's theme song, and to Scott Swish for mixing it. If this is your first time listening, I'm a professional musical artist, performer, inspirational speaker, and entrepreneur. I have created, directed, and executive produced over 200 charitable and inspirational events, including my popular Power of a Dream tour. I love using my platform with mentoring, coaching, and being authentically myself in order to encourage, empower, and bring out the gold in others. Tonight's 90-minute special episode is all what's going on with castmates discussing hot topics from around the world on a panel. And I'm super excited about my guests today, and I'm going to share with you guys about them in just a couple moments. My Power Dream Tour is always booking new shows and performances. This summer, we'll be in Fresno, Ventura, Oxnard, LA County, Orange County, and more. We love traveling, and if you're looking to bring Power of a Dream Tour or any of our award-winning, critically acclaimed artists or speakers to your city or event, please email me at sadechampagnemusic@gmail.com. Once again, that's sadechampagnemusic@gmail.com for more details. Check out my Facebook page, Sade Champagne, and look under events to see our full schedule. Lastly, thank you to everyone who has been watching, sharing, and subscribing to all my new videos. I'm constantly writing new pieces and creating new songs, and I'm going into the recording studio soon. To find out more about my musical journey and how you can be involved, please check out GoFundMe.com/Sade Champagne Music. Once again, that's GoFundMe.com/Sade Champagne Music. We will be live tweeting and posting on Facebook all show long, and we want to know your thoughts. We're actually going to take some callers tonight and also some of your comments from social media, too. We'll be sharing it live on air. Tweet me at SadeChampagne. Once again, that's Sade Champagne, or Facebook me at Sade Champagne. Instagram, I am Sade Champagne. Hashtag Sade Champagne Show, or GHR to join in the conversation. Shout out to everyone who already and every week you tweet me, Facebook me, Instagram me, YouTube, email me, and more. Your support just blows my mind, and I'm very thankful. All right, so let's officially introduce Christina Renee and the rest of our panel for tonight so we can get into the first topic. The What's Going On segment on the Sade Champagne Show is led by multi-threat artist, host, producer, model, and designer Christina Renee. She has been featured on several radio stations, CNN, billboards, and had her clothing line in fashion malls in Virginia. Our panel tonight also includes Cody Jit Nixon, a.k.a. Jit Chronicles from Duval County, Florida. He is the creator, host, and original cast member of the Grindhard Radio Network, which debuted on March 8, 2011. He has had celebrity artists such as Lazybone, Pastor Troy, and Lala the Beauty on his shows. Jit is also the producer of the internet radio shows Radio Divas, Grown Folks Business, and he's also an executive producer for my radio show, The Sade Champagne Show. He has an online store called Jit's Closet. We also have another good friend of mine, Nathan Martell, who is the owner of Efficacy. If I slaughtered it, Nathan, please let me know. Efficacy Clothing, www.efficacy.com. Clothing.co, and the marketing manager for BEDISTU, www.bedstu.com shoes. His specialty is in internet social media marketing, but he has a special interest for current events and politics. His straightforward approach to politics can be very divisive, but that is exactly why he's becoming well known for his hashtag, Nathan Martell is Stupid. Make sure you use that tonight if you want to get in on the action and let him know your thoughts. Subscribe to his weekly podcast at www.NathanMartellIsStupid.com. I laugh so hard every time I say it. We'll be taking calls from our listeners so you can weigh in with your opinions. We'll also be sharing your thoughts from Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram. Hashtag what's going on to ask us questions and join in the conversation. All right, so first off, how are you guys doing tonight, Christina, Nathan, and Jit?
Doing great. Fantastic. Thanks to Shade for asking.
Bless. Glad to be on the Shade Champagne Show.
Awesome. How are you, Nathan?
I'm good. I'm in the middle of Nebraska at the moment.
Wow.
Yeah.
So how do you pronounce your clothing line to make sure I say it correctly?
It's efficacy. And
okay,
efficacy, so the word means to get something done in an efficient manner. It's a business term.
Awesome.
Absolutely.
I do know the term, but I wanted to make sure I got it correctly. All right. So, Christina, let's get right into our first topic for tonight. You want to talk about a new restaurant in Europe?
Yes, I do. So everybody's familiar with London, right? Well, London just opened up their first nude dining experience. It actually just launched this month in June. And so far already, they have a wait list of 46,000 people.
Oh my God.
Well, all right.
Yes. Who would have thought? So when
who would have thought?
Exactly. Who would have thought, right? Dining naked. Well, the curator of this project it's actually a pop-up restaurant. So what that means is basically they're launching it just for the summer to see how well it does. And then from there, they might move to another location and make it more permanent. But right now it's popped up in the center of London, sort of on a discreet corner, and they have blacked out windows and it's very discreet. So it's not like you're going to walk past and see your, you know, waiter running around naked inside. It's, you know, it's very discreet. But they do have a wait list so far of 46,000 people. It just opened up this month. And the curator basically wanted to, quote, get back to basics. So they wanted to take away all the phones, all the electronics, all the clothes, and let you sit at real wooden bamboo wicker tables and just enjoy the experience of candlelit dinners while eating nude. And it's very warm in there, by the way. And exactly.
Oh my God.
And it's funny because they do make it particularly very warm because they give you a robe. What happens, well, actually, let me give you a visual when you first walk into this place. And by the way, if you're not comfortable eating nude, but you want to say that you ate there, they do have an area for people that prefer to stay clothed. And that's when you first walk in. That's called the non-naked area, and that's in front of the bar. But if you go to the right of the bar, you'll go down a hallway, and that's where the changing rooms are, where they provide you with a gown and shoes for you to derobe, and you put the gown on. And then you're escorted to the back and the left of the restaurant, which is called the naked and pure area. And that's where you can derobe because it is so hot back there. And so the people that decide to dine naked and pure, you are in an area with all other naked people, so it's not like the voyeuristic people that want to stay clothed and watch you eat. They can't do that. So you have to participate,
oh my
or
gosh.
You have to stay in the front of the restaurant.
Wow, that's
oh my
that's
gosh.
Interesting.
It
so
is.
We'll go into
it really
you guys first. Either Jit or Nathan, what are your thoughts on this?
I'll go first. Okay. I think this is I get why they're doing a pop-up shot because this is a lawsuit waiting to happen, so I would probably do a pop-up shot too. So basically you got two major problems here, and I get it, and I think that's a smart move to not put any long-term investment into this. It's a gimmick. It's a gimmick. Mm. And you know what? I think they're smart. And they're calling it a pop-up shop, but I think they know it's just going to be a short-term thing. Huge wait list, make a ton of money, and shut it down. Because, first of all, let's not get started on the basics of unsanitary conditions with food, which is a lawsuit waiting to happen. And then number two, women being creeped out by random guys, there's your next lawsuit coming in. I mean, it's a fun gimmick, but it's not a long-term business, man, in my opinion.
What about you, Jit? What do you think?
Well, you know, I definitely agree with what Nathan said. And, you know, just for me personally, I rather eat my smothered pork chops with my clothes on, you know. So I just think it's hilarious.
Amen.
That's
yeah.
hilarious and funny. Yeah.
I know that all of you guys want to know what the restaurant's called. So when you go to you know, the UK and London, you can go and have a seat in the clothes area if you wish. Well, for everybody that wants to know what the restaurant is called, it's called Bunyadi. Of course, they had to throw the word buns in there.
Yeah. Bunyadi. So
no pun intended.
These are my two questions. Bunyadi. These are my two questions. First off, can kids come to the restaurant?
Kids cannot participate. No, this is a 21 and up restaurant. It is a bar.
Okay, good. Okay, that was my first question. Second is, are the waiters and servers naked too?
Yes.
How do they keep
it? It is naked
wait staff,
but not naked cook. So it is cooked in a sanitary area, but the waiters themselves, yes, in the front area, the clothes area, the waiters and waitresses are topless, and in the back area, it's a little more less clothing from the staff.
And, how do they make sure, I guess if everyone's nude, they can see if they have a camera on them or not or a phone on them, but it's like, how do you leave there without all your junk getting posted on social media?
Well, first off, I believe that they have lockers that they assign you. It's sort of like when you go to the spa and you sort of lock your things away, especially like Korean spas where it is a nude spa. You sort of go to a locker area, which is where you derobe for the people that do want to dine nude and pure, and they keep it in the locker. And then you're escorted with your robe, which doesn't have pockets, into the back area. So they're very big on keeping, technology out because they, like I said, quote, they want to get back to basics to where you sort of just have your food and your bodies and your company. And they do have around some of the tables, they do have like these bamboo curtains. So it's not like you're in this huge room and everybody's like getting their party on, eating and drinking. You know, it's a little bit private kind of, but it's not fully private. So it's sort of like you can sort of see through, you know, your bamboo curtains, but at the same time, everybody back there with you will be having the same experience. And if you're wondering what kind of food that they're having,
what is it smell gross?
Offering,
I'm thinking like if it's hot in there, and who knows, everyone's going to be sanitary when they come in. I feel like it's going to smell like fuck.
Yeah, I mean, it's a bad situation to me.
Oh, my God.
You couldn't pay me to go in there. You couldn't pay me.
Oh, that
go ahead,
is
Christina.
So funny.
Go ahead, Nate.
It is $95 a head for just the food without drinks. And it's a five-course dinner. It's a five-course dinner, and the utensils that you use is edible, and it's in woodenware dishes. So they try to keep it. It is vegan food, non-vegan food, and
gross.
No vegan food. So it has something for everybody.
Okay, I want to go to a caller on the line and have them weigh in on this hot topic. This is area code 228. Once again, area code 228-447. I'm going to bring you into the show right now, and you can share your thoughts on this nude European restaurant. Get them into the studio. All right, I think it's – hello?
Yo.
Hi.
Hello.
Thanks for calling into – yes, I can hear you. Thanks for calling to the Sade Champagne Show. What's your name?
What's happening, Sade Champagne? What up, Jit? Big Boss, Jit Chronicles in the building. You already know what it is. It's your boy, DJ Sergeant Rock, broadcasting live via satellite 7,000 feet from up under the grind. You're under big. Well, all right.
That was a grand entrance.
It was, wasn't it?
DJ,
we live on the Sade Champagne. We live on the Sade Champagne show right here on Ground Hall Radio. You know what I'm talking about? So y'all turn up your speaker boxes, turn up your cell phones, turn up your laptops, turn up all that Wi-Fi and all that old extra stuff that y'all got plugged up, wireless around the house, and y'all
thank
tune
so much,
in to the Sade Champagne show. You know what I'm talking about?
Thank
it's really going to die.
Thank you. We want to know, what are your thoughts on this nude restaurant in Europe?
What kind of restaurant is it? Nude?
Christina, tell
them
about
like naked,
tell them about
naked people?
Yes. Yes, naked.
It's a restaurant.
Do you have
where,
to go to, can you go in a restaurant with clothes on? Can you
yes,
go in a restaurant with clothes
it's
on?
It's optional. Yes, you can.
Okay.
You go. Everybody goes in with clothes in. Now, whether you proceed to further back in the restaurant where you can derobe is optional, but it's your choice.
Okay. Now, I wouldn't look at a restaurant like it's my bedroom or my house, so I'm going in with clothes on because I
know that's
fine enough. I ain't fine enough to be walking around showing my, you know, fucked up ass body and shit. I ain't got time to try to sit there and motherfuckers looking at me like, ew, no,
wait,
nigga, I got clothes
on,
fuck
that. Let's keep it PG-13, though.
You got to keep it G-rated,
oh,
bro.
Oh, my bad, but bump that, I'm keeping clothes on. I'm keeping clothes on. I can't take nothing off.
Yeah.
I just can't. Not in no restaurant.
Yeah.
It's kind of weird. It's kind of weird.
Yeah.
You know, you got a new restaurant where you can have your clothes on, or you can take your clothes off, and that's wow. Okay, so the servers are new, right? The servers are new.
Well,
the
servers are partially nude, yes. And may I add that this is not a restaurant that the lights are really bright. It is very kind of dark, and like I said earlier in the show, it does have bamboo partitions that tries to maintain some dignity. But why this restaurant
they spooky
popped
and
up
freaky
is
at the same time.
They're trying to get back to basics where you can eat without worrying about your clothes.
And they spooky and freaky at the same time. They got the lights on, though. Hey, I wonder what
the
kind of music they have playing up in there.
that I don't know.
Wow, chicka, wow, wow.
Well, that's so funny. We want to thank you so much for calling in and listening into the show. I really appreciate your support. You're amazing.
Oh, I love you, honey. You know what I'm saying? One time for the Ball J Chronicles, Ground Hard Radio, you know what I'm saying?
Thank you, sir.
One time for the Sade Champagne Show, you know what I'm saying? And pardon my French earlier, you know what I'm talking about. It was
that's
just,
okay.
You threw me off guard with the topic, you know what I'm saying? Because I'm just punching in. So I kind of missed everything. I kind of missed everything prior to me punching in, you know what I'm saying? So I apologize.
Yeah.
I don't really, you know what I'm talking
that's
about.
That's okay. That's okay. I know you were speaking from your heart, and it was from passion, so I do appreciate that. But I do have some kids on my show, but they understand there will be adult content, too, so I just try to keep it as balanced as I can.
Yes, ma'am.
Thank you so much for listening, and you're amazing. And we'll be chatting with you again soon. If you're listening to the rest of the show, we'll get your thoughts on some of the other topics.
Okay, well, I'm going to keep listening then.
Awesome.
That's what's up.
So I'm still tripping, like, that there's, Nathan, you made some really good points, like how you said it's really just something they're going to be able to do temporarily and make a lot of money from, because there's no way it's got something
and
they can
and it makes sense that way.
Yeah, I mean, this gimmick is exactly like, I don't know, I worked in the nightclub industry for a long time, and the good people who own nightclubs, what they do is they open them, they slam them, and then they sell them within a year. Because all they're trying to do is make that quick buck, turn them around. Because after a couple of years, they always die off. So the people that are really good at this industry know to spike the traffic, get a ton of publicity, sell the sucker off with a value high. That's how you make money on these things. And so as a gimmick, it's a smart move, in my opinion.
So do you think, as with you being a bit like into business as well, do you think that that's something that can be sustainable as a career, or do you think they're going to constantly have to be coming up with new gimmicks all the time?
Look, I think this, like, you know, we've had something like this in a PG-rated version called Hooters for a long time. So, and that's a sustainable because, you know, it really borders the line of what you can get away with legally. This one way crosses the line of what you can get away with legally. So, no, I don't see this as sustainable at all. I think there's way too many infractions that are bound to happen where it's just going to be a nightmare to try to keep it going.
Definitely. Like, that's so crazy. Go ahead.
No,
I think I cut somebody off. Okay. I'm still tripping that it's $95. Like, why am I going to pay you $95 for me to not have any clothes on and to pay you so I can go and not have any clothes on and pay for my food? Like, I feel like you can just buy yourself a meal and people can go home and then just, you know, be naked themselves and eat their food.
You know, at your own house.
Not,
wait, like,
not that I
well,
know
I will
about
say,
this stuff.
I would like to comment on some of the dishes because I know that you guys are going to go visit this summer. So some of the dishes as like your first course, you know, they offer like an English garden soup and they pair it with a pickled apple and salted cucumber for starters. And then you can followed by the second entree, which is salmon and maybe a seaweed salad. They also have like steak tartare, gogi berries and cilantro. And everything there is mostly raw, natural, and seasonal. And maybe I shouldn't have said raw because that was kind of weird being at a nude restaurant. But
yeah,
these are just some of the these are just some of the things that they offer on their menu. And I believe mostly everything there is organic, and the chefs are world renowned chefs. So the $95 is mostly going towards the pay. You know, these world-renowned chefs, they'll be cooking your five-course dinner. And like I said, clothing is optional, so you could always go to say you ate there and keep your clothes on and just eat in the front of the restaurant. But you will be encountered by some semi-nude waiters, you know, wait staff, so. Banyandi.
You were going to.
Banyadi.
Nathan, you were going to say something?
Yeah, but I don't remember what I was actually going to say, so let's just move on.
You're going to say not
he was
that
thinking
I care,
about
I
what you wanted to eat.
Oh, I actually do. I actually do remember what I was going to say now. Okay, so not that about any of this stuff. Not that I know about any of this stuff, but I know there's tons of adult-themed excursions where stuff like this exists, and you pay a lot of money for it. But they're completely separated from the general public, and that's how they say sustainable. So. You can make these type of things work as long as they're segregated to an area where only this stuff happens. Now, when you try to cross it over with the general public, nah, you're just asking for many lawsuits.
It has to be sectioned off. Right.
Yep.
Yes.
They have not publicly disclosed the address of the restaurant. You actually have to go and reserve your table, and then as soon as your time is allotted, then you will know the restaurant's address. And it is in a part of London where it's a little more quieter and discreet, so it's not like it's like right in the center near all of the tourist attractions. So it is, you know, kind of a little bit off to the side, and they don't publicly, you know, address the address. So people aren't coming to watch and, oh, who's going in and out of here, paparazzi, who's coming in and out of here. You actually have to buy that table, you know, your meal before you get that address. So.
Sounds a lot like nightclub to me.
That's interesting. I feel like, though, once you start getting into nudity, doesn't it, like, become a part of the adult industry now and it's not something that's open to the general public?
That's what I think. That's why I say there's too much crossover.
You know, so I think you're right, Shade. You know, they're cutting it close.
That's really interesting. I know. We'll see. Obviously, they're doing really well with it, but I agree with what Nathan was saying. I feel like it's only going to be a short period of time. You know, maybe other people will try to duplicate it, but it'll get shut down the same way, but because people always like to do a fresh thing.
You know, you can get away with this stuff for an extent in like Europe because they're a lot more, what do you want to say, call it sexually progressive than here in the state. You wouldn't even get this passed here in the state. Wouldn't have expected to be opened. Maybe a couple months out of it. But I mean, if you tried to open that anywhere in the United States, oh my gosh, there would be so many lawsuits before the place even opened. You wouldn't even get the permit.
Yes, yeah. The UK is a little more open-minded as far as it's being naked and nude, especially if you, for instance, being a woman, I love to read Cosmopolitan magazine, and here in the United States, there's no naked people in Cosmopolitan. And in Europe's Cosmopolitan, there are naked people and their issue.
Mm-hmm.
So they're a little more open-minded as far as being nude. So this is completely normal to them. They're probably rejoicing, like, oh, someone thought of this finally. So it's a little different culture than the U.S.
Yeah. Well, I don't need it. I'll pass. I don't need a bunyata.
Me neither for that fact.
I mean the whole naked part, whatever with me, but that food sounds terrible. So I'm not even interested in any of that stuff.
I wouldn't go to enjoy the food. I'd be so distracted. I'd be like, freaking, like, put some clothes on already. And I'm not interested in you giving me any of this type of food. So I want to have us go into a song break because this will give us more time for our next topics that we have coming up. And also, once again, everyone, we're taking your comments via social media. And if you call into the show, we want to know your thoughts about everything that we're chatting on tonight. And we're so thankful for your support. I'm so glad to have Nathan Martell on the show, also Jit Chronicles and Christina Renee, one of my castmates. And you're listening to the Sade Champagne Show. So next up, we have Cam Cooks with WYG. I love supporting independent artists and local artists who are soon to be national and international artists. So you're listening to the Sade Champagne Show on Grindhard Radio. And here we go right now with Cam Cooks with WYG.
Going, they be asking where I'm going. I've been sprinting to get where I'm going.
Where you
going? They be asking where you
going.
Many people thinking it's impossible. I've been trying to prove them wrong, but it's not logical. I've been focused on the waves and rolling tropical. Tropic weather popping though. Take a flight or watch TV, it's optional. Rather get my grains, homie, pick your brain. Homie, what you think, homie? Working like an animal, what kind of beast? Kobe, they get bent in different lengths, but somehow it's all the same. Different day, it's real life and not a game. I've been racing to get where I'm going. Where I'm going, they be asking where I'm going. I've been sprinting to get where I'm going.
Where you
going? They be asking where you going. Time will only tell itself the essence. I can do this thing forever, I suggest it. Break the bank, not worry about a balance. Have abundance, never greedy, that's the challenge. I've been sipping out the chalice, spouting other youth. Man, I'm in the booth, talking game. Man, I'm really trying to help you all with pain. That's my main, hold up, that's my side piece. Bringing the world change, Lord knows that we need it. So I'm happy to arrange. I've been racing to get where I'm going.
Where
I'm going, they be asking where I'm going. I've been sprinting to get where I'm going.
Where
you going, they be asking where you going. I've been racing to get where I'm going.
Where
I'm going, they be asking where I'm going. I've been sprinting to get where I'm going.
Where
you going, they be asking where you going.
Are you looking for a dynamic musical artist, performer, host, or inspirational speaker for your next event? What about a mentor, vocal instructor, or workshop leader for your school, company, or seminar? Contact Sade Champagne for countless professional services that are sure to fit your particular need. She is an in-demand, award-winning, and critically acclaimed musical artist, performer, inspirational speaker, and entrepreneur who is invited all around the world. She is known for having a powerful voice, turning ideas into action, creating, directing, and executive producing popular, charitable, and inspirational events, and bringing out the gold in others. Her services are for all ages, backgrounds, and environments. Contact Sade Champagne at sadechampagnemusic@gmail.com. That's spelled SadeChampagneMusic@gmail.com. SadeChampagneMusic@gmail.com to book her for your next event or project.
Hi, this is Lisa Lewalt of the Motivational Moment segment on the Sade Champagne Show, and you're listening on Grind Hard Radio.
All right, everyone, welcome back to the Sade Champagne Show. You're listening on Grind Hard Radio. This is our What's Going On special with Christina Renee, where she and I discuss hot topics with an amazing panel. Our panel's special guests tonight include Nathan Martell and Jet Chronicles. We'll be taking calls from our listeners, or we're going to continue taking calls from our listeners, so you can weigh in with your opinion. We'll also be sharing your thoughts from Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram. Hashtag what's going on to ask us questions and join in the conversation. So I do want to read a funny comment that was from Facebook, and she literally just posted, shout out to Latrina Taylor. I hope I'm pronouncing her name correctly, or Latrina Taylor. Yeah. She said, and put a kiss. That was like her. That was her response to the nude restaurant in Europe. She just said, So shout out to you for listening into the show and engaging with us, Latrina. She's amazing.
Yes,
all
love
right,
you.
So Christina, what's the second topic you have for us tonight?
Well, first off, I'd like to ask the panel a question, just because this really blew my mind. But I want you guys to guess what the most dangerous animal is. Like, what animal or insect kills more human beings than all others combined?
I'm thinking it got to be something small.
I
want to say
like
a lion or a tiger,
something.
But I know that's not it.
I feel it's going to be like a bee or something.
Like a bee?
Something mm-hmm. just, yeah, something they're super allergic to, like something
mm-hmm.
like that.
Mm-hmm.
You were on the right track thinking of something small. It actually is mosquitoes. They kill over 750,000 people a year.
I believe it.
Yes.
That makes sense, actually. Dirty, insects.
They are very dirty insects. Which brings us into our second topic. So in India, they have a large mosquito population. Actually, that whole coast, India, Korea, Thailand, China, Japan, they all deal with so many mosquitoes, and dengue fever has killed over 400,000 people in that area alone. So LG, which is an electronic manufacturer in South Korea, has developed a TV called the LG Mosquito Away TV. And what this does is it kills mosquitoes with inaudible sound waves. So that way, when people in India, because a lot of people don't have the luxury of air conditioners and heaters, mm-hmm. not that they need a heater because it's so hot there, but, they have open windows to cool off their living spaces. And so when they watch TV, they want to watch TV in peace, but they get eat up by mosquitoes, and then you have to worry about catching a disease mm-hmm. while watching your TV. So LG came up with this new technology that works with your TV on or off to where it kills mosquitoes in a certain radius with inaudible sound waves.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah,
yeah.
I love it.
Yes.
That's the
right. And it's not toxic. There's no chemicals. There's nothing really bad that comes along with it. So I thought it was pretty cool as well. Kind of fixes mm-hmm. a problem that's been going on over there.
It is. And I know down here in Florida, though, mosquitoes cause we got a big problem with the West Nile virus down here. So whatever y'all got to do to get rid of these mosquitoes, please do it. So I love it. Thank you, LG.
Is there any controversies with it or anything like that, or is it?
They haven't had any controversy with the TV. They haven't fully launched it yet, but they said the prices of the TV will range for about $403 to about $712, depending on the size of the TV. which is, you know, about
that's
the same
reasonable.
Price as we pay. It is, especially with the device that's attached. That, well, India's capital and their currency, they make about, I think it was between 26,000 to 47,000. And which Indian their median capita was 616 a month,
wow.
which is how much that you know it's about the same price as what we would pay for a TV. It's not like super duper expensive there, but it's not super duper cheap. It's sort of like if you bought the low end version of a Samsung TV. If you want to kind of compare the price adjustment and. The other TV manufacturers that are out there. So it's not like the cheapest that they can buy, but it's not the most expensive they can buy. So median households over there will actually be able to purchase it if they feel like they want to try this TV out.
Mm-hmm. And what country is this in again?
This is in India. Right now, okay. I like reading world news, and this really appealed to me because I feel like a lot of technology companies are really seeking to change a lot of problems in the healthcare system that modern medicines aren't fixing. And a lot of mosquitoes, you know, the chemicals that kill mosquitoes, the best one that's actually out there is banned from the United States because it can cause birth defects and other problems with respiratory issues. I do know Brazil was still using that chemical. So a lot of other foreign countries are using the chemical, but that's because their surplus of mosquitoes is outrageous. They're just trying to get it under a manageable population. But I'm excited. I do hope it comes towards the United States for all those people that have patios and decks outside and, you know, especially in areas that doesn't rain that much, like some parts of California, you know, they want their TV outside even though it's got a little cover on top of it. And you want to be able to be outside chilling with all the mosquitoes biting.
Oh, no way. PETA's going to be all over that. You're killing mosquitoes. You're killing animals. They're going to file all kinds of lawsuits against you. We're going to start a campaign for saving the mosquitoes.
The whales and the sharks that eat the fish that come on by.
How come we're all about saving the animals, but we don't want to save the ugly insects? That seems very hypocritical to me.
That's racist.
So for me I think the funny thing is I may be the only one thinking this, but I think it's funny that they would want to do it, you know, and I feel like it's just another way to encourage people to watch more TV, you know, which already, like, I guess TV is like, it has to be people's like favorite pastime. I feel like obviously I think it's great that you can get rid of mosquitoes, you know, or at least get them away from people. Because I love all insects, I love all the animals, et cetera, et cetera. But, you know, if they're killing people, we got to do something about that. And so I think it's great that it can repel mosquitoes. But I wish it could also encourage people to do other things, not only watch TV. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
True enough. Oh, but at the end of the day, it is a very innovative idea. You know, I can't say that, you know.
Well, I believe that all mosquitoes can be banished from the earth because they are not doing anything for me or anybody else. They just make pressure and they're pests. Yes, they do nothing. Actually, the only thing they do, they feed the spiders. And I used to kill spiders all the time because they freak me out. They have way too many eyes for me, even though I can't see all their eyes individually. They still freak me out.
Yeah, I'm on her side on this, and I hate them too.
Sometimes
I don't kill them because they eat the mosquitoes. All right, I'm like, stay there, but you have to eat all the mosquitoes that's coming through. So
exactly, yeah.
Okay,
and I do want to add that
Christina,
with the TV.
Go ahead.
I would like to add that the TV, you know, also I want to emphasize that it does help kill the mosquitoes while it's off. The TV does not have to be on to be functioning with an audible sound waves that kill the mosquitoes. Yes. So while the TV's off, while someone's at work or in another part of the house and they don't have the TV on, it's still killing the mosquitoes.
And to all of our listeners, I must share with you, Christina Renee loves animals. She's an animal rights activist. So for her to say this, she's saying is someone who also loves animals. So don't contact me saying, you know, what about the mosquitoes and all this stuff that they don't say, because I don't want to hear it. On my show, we have, there's two of my cast members. Well, we all love animals, but there's two of our cast members specifically Veronica and Christina, who love animals and insects and stuff. So for her to say this, they must really drive her crazy.
Hey, I love animals too, Sade. I said I love animals too.
Okay.
I just ate like four of them.
Oh,
she is hilarious. She is hilarious.
You are so wrong. Nathan's always likes to say stuff. Like, he's being honest, but he also likes to say stuff to get a rise out of people.
Nate, I like your sense of humor. That's hilarious.
Yes.
Come on, we got to have a good time, right? We got to have a good time.
Absolutely, always.
Exactly.
Well, you know, Nate, at that restaurant, they do have salmon.
All I heard was a bunch of vegan food, and I was not interested in that.
You're like, no thanks.
Look, I love naked people. I don't want them near my food, though. That's just what it really comes down to.
Exactly. That's my whole point.
I don't care who it is.
I don't have to see them naked, and I don't want them near my food.
I just don't want any. I don't care how attractive you are. I just don't want your junk near my food. I mean, I think that's fair.
Yeah.
That's
I don't
so
want
funny.
Junk
I wanna,
or mosquitoes near my face.
I want to. I'm going to read a couple of comments from that because that topic like was really resonating with our listeners. And so, Kayla Monique, shout out to her. She is an amazing friend of mine and one of my. She's my stage manager. She said, "Ha ha, hey! Once you get out of the shower and you're hungry, there's a place you can go without worrying about putting clothes on. Shower and go." That's
a good one.
And then also Nathan Knight.
Lazy place.
Exactly. Oh, and then not only that, you can go and eat there naked, and then you can go watch TV and don't have to worry about mosquitoes. So I guess it's a win-win for everyone.
This is just for lazy people, man.
That is so funny.
Also, Nathan, your friend Nathan Knight said, what did he say? He said, "Isn't nude pretty much always good?"
Oh, that's funny. Well, at least you guys don't have to worry about a wardrobe malfunction.
Yeah,
pretty off.
I agree.
So, Janet Jackson,
with him.
Welcome to sing there anytime.
That's
almost,
so funny.
It's almost good all the time. Not all the time, though. I agree with Nathan.
Of course you would, because he has the same name as you.
Of course, all Nathans are scumbags, right? That's how it goes.
I didn't say that. I have to tell you guys a quick funny story. I don't want to say I have anything to do with it, but let's just say Nathan used to always call himself stupid all the time, and he knows like I'm a very positive and encouraging person, and so somehow I feel like I had a part in him deciding, oh, so since you don't want me to be negative and you don't want me to say this, that he took it to the extreme and came up with a hashtag and a website for it, and now he says it all the time.
I'll tell you a story one eventually we can talk about how that came to be, but kind of. You might have had a small part in that.
You can share it now. We have a couple minutes. You can share it. This is a free-flowing show tonight.
All right. I'll give you the very, very short version. So as you may know, a lot of people know I'm very opinionated, and a lot of people don't like my opinions. I've said a lot of things that tick people off, but I've learned in the past, if you really want to get under somebody's skin, you actually become more sarcastic as you talk to them, and that pisses them off more than anything. So if you make fun of yourself while they're making fun of you, they actually get more pissed off because they realize you can't get under they can't get under your skin, and then it just like eats them up inside, and I find that hilarious. So that's where I came up with the Nathan Martell is stupid.
Yeah. And so I was one of the people, because you all know I'm very positive and encouraging. You're not going to hear me put people down and all those things. And so Nathan decided to take it to the extreme. And every time we'd have conversations, the only way I could get him to stop and what we're doing or move on to the next thing is I start complimenting him and encouraging him, and then he just, like, will be over it already.
I know that's right.
He was like, fine, because you can't argue with me on that. But then he just came up with his Nathan Martell is stupid, and he wanted me to say it so bad on the show. He's like, please say it, please. I'm like, no, I'm going to say it's your hashtag, but I'll never call you stupid.
Fine, I'll take it.
I'll never call you stupid either. You're too educated to call stupid.
Well, we'll see. Maybe by the end of this show you may call me it. We'll find out.
Uh-oh.
He has a problem with receiving compliments.
Is that a challenge?
Ooh.
Just kidding. I will always stay considerate. I will not be rude, I promise.
Yeah, mm-hmm. That sounds sarcastic too.
And then also shout out to Carol Washington, who also just happens to be my amazing mom, and she said, "Let's just stick to the nude beaches." LOL.
Right. I agree with Mama.
Team no.
I agree.
Can.
I still won't catch me at either one of those places though.
FYI, nude beaches, it's like 99% dudes. Don't ever go to them. Not that I know. I just kind of know for some reason.
Yeah, sure, Nathan. I have a feeling that you have some experience.
Yeah. For every guy listening right now, a nude beach is nothing like you're going to expect. So don't even think about it.
All right, y'all heard it first from me?
Yeah, the nude beaches are nothing like you're picturing in your head.
Not in the slightest.
Totally
it's more of a nightmare.
That's so funny. Like, people are really excited about that topic. They've just been commenting on that post nonstop. So obviously it's got a rise out of people, gotten a rise out of them. That's so funny. So what I want to do is I'm going to have us actually go into another song break because I want to have us have plenty of time to get into our main topic of the night. But first, I want to see, do you guys have any final thoughts that you want to share on that or any of our two topics we've had tonight?
No, I think I'm good.
I think it was interesting. Interesting topic. Learn something new every day.
Christina Renee, any extra info or all that yummy stuff you want to give to us? Because, you know, you're the resident of what's going on the Sade Champagne show. So she always comes correct with lots of infotainment for us.
Yes, I love to check out world news. And it's just funny how each country seems to be trying to solve a particular crisis, how the UK is trying to solve, you know, people that are nudists that just want to eat in peace, while India is trying to solve the mosquitoes. So,
mm-hmm.
You know, I just find it quite interesting with the, you know, the hot topic of each country is because I just love the diversity because, wow, nude eating, mosquito-free TV.
Right.
I'm happy with our topics. You guys are our amazing cast, amazing crew, and, you know, I love Nate's sarcasm.
I appreciate it.
Yeah, Christina is very kind and loving, but when she gets a little sassafras and fierceness in her, she definitely can get like you, Nathan.
I can tell.
Sade likes to call me Madea.
Like, she's a white Madea, but she'll forget that she's white sometimes. I'll be like, Christina.
I love it.
In Richmond, Virginia. So, you know.
And I love you some Madea, so I love it, Christina.
Thank you.
Awesome.
Thank you.
All right, everyone. We're going to continue getting your thoughts on everything and, you know, keep letting us know. We love hearing your opinions, your thoughts, your comments on the Sade Champagne Show. We're going to go into another song break. Right now we have Molly Music with Beautiful. Keep listening to the Sade Champagne Show on Grindhard Radio. This is our What's Going On special with Christina Renee, and we are talking about all kinds of hot topics from around the world with our special guests, Nathan Martell and Jit Chronicles. Here's Molly Music with Beautiful.
To see people with their heads up to the sky still, 'cause honestly for the same people life can be so real. I'm amazed by all your strength, I am, and I'm grateful you come. Take this time to stop a moment and show my gratitude for you. I put my heart in the air for you. I see what you're doing, yeah, I see what you go through. Put my heart in the air, the truth is you're beautiful, 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 beautiful. Now put your light in the air for us. Everybody singing together, sing a new song. Put your light in the air for us.
Living with Fearless Joy segment on the Sade Champagne Radio Show features Rick and Melissa Wood, who run a ministry called Fearless Joy Ministries. Rick and Melissa have a passion to see people free from religion, free from fear, and living lives full of freedom and full of joy. Melissa has authored a book titled Eliminating Fear, How Removing the Fear of God Leads to Removing Fear in Life. If you would like to book Rick and Melissa for any speaking engagements, conferences, or to talk about eliminating fear, you can reach them at the website eliminatingfear.com. Just make sure to go to the Contact Us page where you can get more information and you can communicate with them personally.
You can find Melissa at Melissa Joy Wood at Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook. And you can find Rick at Rick C. Wood at Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook. And right here on Grind Hard Radio on the Sade Champagne Show.
What's up, beautiful listeners? This is Christina Renee from the Sade Champagne Show on the What's Going On segment, and you're listening to Grind Hard Radio.
And we're back. You've been listening to the Sade Champagne Show on Grind Hard Radio. This is our What's Going On special with Christina Renee, where she and I discuss hot topics on a panel. Our panel special guests tonight are Nathan Martell and Jit Chronicles. We're going to continue taking your calls, and also we're going to continue sharing your comments on social media. So just so you guys know, don't post anything that you don't want me to say live on air, because I already let you know. I'm going to say it on the show, especially if it's super funny. We're going to share it. Or encouraging or whatever, any type of thing that's going to cause a rise, we're going to share it on here. And so we want to get into our final topic of the night, Christina. We wanted to make sure we saved a lot of time to chat about this. So go ahead. Sade? Yes.
So
can you
for
hear me?
Our last topic. Yes. Yes. Thank
okay,
you.
Go ahead.
For our last topic, I would like to touch about the recent Orlando shooting that happened last week. I think it's a lot to discuss in the topic as far as what's currently going on with the investigation, gun control, touching on the LGBTQ community and what they're currently going through and how they've been in, you know, kind of under the train and under the bus for so long. And it's just time that, you know, you pick their side and you just be there to comfort them and try to stop the attacks on their community. Especially now we're progressing into an age where people are finally feeling more open to be who they are.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. So, as you know, last week there was a shooting in Orlando. It 49 was killed by a man named Mateen, and he, while during the attack, he claimed that he was doing this for ISIS, but as of lately, a man came forward, a Latino man came forward and said that he was actually Mateen's gay lover and that Mateen probably did this in retaliation of his family not accepting him and did an arranged marriage to his wife because they knew that he was gay, and also because this man also claimed that Mateen recently found out that a man that he was having friends with benefit encounters with that was a man had HIV. So it's a lot going on. You know, half of the news is trying to say, oh, he's a terrorist, he's connected to ISIS, he called 911 during the attack and did a pledge to ISIS. And then this other man just came forward and said that he's been his lover for the past couple of months and they've had several encounters 15 to 20 times at a hotel. And remind you that Mateen, the shooter, he's 29 of Fort Pierce. He lived about 2 hours away from the nightclub, which is in Orlando, Florida, called Pulse. So people are trying to wonder, why was he even there? Why did he come there at midnight, leave, and come back at 2 o'clock and shoot so many people? So it's still sort of unclear. More evidence also has popped up that he had a plane ticket with his family to leave 2 days after the shooting that he had pre-purchased prior 2 days before the shooting. So now they're trying to figure out, okay, was the shooting arranged? Was it planned? Did he leave and get mad at, you know, something that happened at the nightclub and finally just had to get everything out that he was going through? And he took it out on everyone around him at the nightclub 2 hours later. They're just not sure. So it's a lot in discussion. It's a lot going on. You guys want to elaborate on any of the facts or the info, or what are your thoughts on what happened last week?
Well
first I would
I think,
actually go ahead, Nate. You can go, Nathan, you can go first.
Yeah, Nathan.
Well, there's about 500 things you could discuss in this conversation. So I think we need to just first like figure out what we want to talk about, because there's a lot. There's, oh my gosh, this topic is so complicated and there's so much politics involved in this one that we should probably narrow it down first to like one specific thing, whether it's going to be gun control or maybe terrorism in general. Maybe we should start there and pick something, I think.
Yeah, let's start with gun control / terrorism, even though obviously they're not the same, but we can, I feel like we can kind of combine those two more so.
I just want to know, how did he manage to get into the nightclub with all of the ammunition and two guns? How did he manage to get that through security? Because normally a really jumping nightclub like Pulse would have major security at the door and then security at the next entrance into the building. So normally it's six or seven security guards. And I have read one article on one website that's saying that he may have entered through a side entrance, but that makes me believe that there's someone else had to be involved to let him in.
Well, how can he, how can he have shot that many people at once by himself? Like, don't you have to be highly skilled, like in the, you know, like a seat in the CIA or something like that, or a hitman, in order to get that
many people?
Well, he carried
an assault rifle, and an assault rifle, it can let off, I think, 10 to 12 bullets per 3 seconds. It shoots very fast. Oh, go ahead. Go ahead, Nate.
I got to say, this, it wasn't an assault rifle. It was a semi-automatic. We're calling it an assault rifle. It's a push per click, just like you would do any other gun. You have to pull the trigger once for every single bullet, just like a Glock, just like a rifle. Yes, it is not an assault rifle. It is a semi-automatic. We're using that word for politics, but it is not. AR does not stand for an assault rifle. It stands for Armalite, which is the brand of the maker of the original creator. But it is not an assault rifle. It is a it is actually a lower caliber rifle than most of your regular hunting rifles. It is very comparable to any hunting rifle.
Wow, how was he able to get that many people though?
Because, well, first of all, if you basically have a crowded room and you just start shooting, you're going to hit something.
And I think he was trained to a certain extent. You know, you got YouTube, you got Google. You can find stuff on the internet if you know what you're looking for. You understand what I'm saying? I'm not going to say he was in some service or something like that, but I do think he was intelligent enough to know how to work that gun.
Yeah, I mean, I mean, if you, even somebody who doesn't know how to shoot, if you have a completely full room of people and just point it, you're going to take everybody out. That's just how it works. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, now if they were spread out, then it's a different world because then you have to be a good aim. You don't have to be a good aim when everybody's packed in like cattle into a place.
So let's go into one of the cool things. Nathan and I have talked about this topic of gun control a lot, and he's actually educated me on, you know, different things of it. Like, I had no idea that a lot of guns, people actually make them. Like, I had no idea with that. Like, I thought they were all bought. You know, I thought most of the time people are buying them. Go ahead, Nathan.
Yeah, so specifically the AR rifle, very, very few people buy them complete. Most people that, because here's the first thing, most people that have an AR rifle generally fall into the gun enthusiast category, not the average consumer. Most consumers have something like, most people are going to have something like a regular shotgun or like a handgun, like a Glock or something like that. An AR is more of an enthusiast rifle. So when these people buy these things, they like to customize them based on like things that they would like, parts and everything like that. Kind of like building like a custom car. So technically on this rifle is there's this part of it called the lower, and it's the part that kind of pieces the whole body together. That's actually the piece that has to be registered. But you can get that thing easily on the market with no registration. Then you just piece it together, and you have a fully unregistered rifle.
Wow. And I do know that each state has a general law about the size of the clips that you can buy. I know here in California, I think it was a 5, or was it 7?
10. 10.
It was 10 here? Okay. Or Florida's the same. It's 10. And a few of the witnesses said that it seemed like that he had larger clips than what was legal. So that could be another reason. But then again, we don't know. We haven't seen photos of the gun. We haven't seen the clips that were there because he did die there. So I'm sure the clips would still be there. You know, we just don't know. But as someone who's been to the shooting range and has shot a lot of different kinds of guns and even the Glocks, if you're used to shooting something, you can make it go off several rounds within a 10-second span. I mean, I can go through 10 bullets in 10 seconds. So it's really depending. He had to have used the gun before, yes. But, like, you know, Nate said, in a room full of people, you're going to hit something. I think they said how many people were there, 200 to 400?
Yeah,
200, 400 people there is?
Over 300.
It was
over, 300
over 300. So it was packed out. It's fully packed out.
You know, and it is true. You can get, I was in Michigan, and I can get 30-round clips there, no problem. You can get 50-round clips.
That's crazy.
But here's the thing is, you know, 10-round clips, it literally, if you're skilled, it takes less than 2 seconds to replace a clip. So, I mean, like, even if he's got some decent skills, changing out a clip from 10 to 10, maybe 2 seconds. So, I mean, like, it doesn't save you a whole lot whether he's just packing 250-round clips or packing 5 10-round clips and it has some decent skill. That's really not going to make any difference, especially since the cops didn't show up, hours later? So, I mean, they were sitting ducks. That's really what it came
pretty
down
much,
to.
Pretty much.
Yeah,
I did see something on Snapchat that was actually sent out to the media. One of the people that were there was Snapchatting and happened to catch the first few seconds of gunshots going off. And it almost sounds like it's part of the song, so part of the music, especially a lot of the electro that's going on. There's so many different sounds going into one set that you're not sure what's going on, especially a nightclub. It's so loud. And I guess after the first 10 shots, because it kept going off, then people realized it was an actual gun. So it wasn't just like he shot a few times and then stopped. He didn't stop. So it's sort of like after you realize it's a gun, oh, my gosh, I have to get out of here. Where's the exit? And, you know, a person that is aware and has been to a shooting range and has been around people with gun safety, the first thing you learn when you go into a building, especially with a lot of people, where's the exit? The first thing you look for. So a lot of people don't think of these things because they've never been in a situation like that or to a gun safety class.
Absolutely
Go ahead,
Nathan.
It stinks. Well, it stinks, but I am in the camp that I see. I'm shocked that in today's world, considering I mean, I worked in nightclubs. Nightclubs are very violent places. They become very violent. Not to this extreme. This is a different level. This is totally off the charts. But, I mean, you know, alcohol with random people meeting up always brings bad juju anyways. I'm actually surprised that they're not required to have at least one armed security guard. I'm actually shocked that doesn't already exist. So, because I am a big proponent of that. I'm a big proponent of, like, at least having someone there, armed security guard, in case somebody's stupid enough to pull out a gun. But apparently they didn't have that, and that left them sitting ducks for hours on end until SWAT showed up. And then what was the whole point of calling SWAT in the first place? Because you're bringing in guys with guns to take him out. So
that just bewilders me.
A lot of people are going to get street. So,
especially with that many people in one place.
So.
I think it's interesting because, of course, people are – yeah, and I think it's crazy because, of course, people are going back to the gun control thing. And I do have – I feel like my perspective on that has shifted, even though, obviously, I'm not a proponent for carrying a gun for me personally. I feel that you can put as many laws as you want on something, but until – if you actually take care of the larger issue, you're just putting a Band-Aid on it. And like you said, you also have to think about – now with the fact that, or obviously it's already been happening, but now that I'm aware that a lot of people actually make their own guns or customize them, what good does it do to have laws against things if some, if anybody can make it?
You know, one thing I recently asked somebody, you know, what we're trying to do right now is we're talking about banning a certain type of gun and hoping that it cuts down on these types of issues. The problem with that logic is this. In 20 years from now, an AR rifle will be outdated technology, and we'll have something way, way worse when it comes to the amount of damage it can do.
Yeah, because so, people are always creating something.
Yeah, so like
– probably got it now. We just don't know about it.
Yeah, so for some reason, we feel like guns are the pinnacle of weaponry, which I don't believe at all because, I mean, you know, just 20 years ago, we didn't have mass communication. Now we have it. We're going to come out with something crazier. So if our solution is just to ban technology, then we either have to ban all technological progressions from here on out, which I don't see happening, or we have to start looking at other options how to stop this, because eventually this rifle will be how we look at a mushroom back in 1776.
Wow. I agree. Yeah. My big problem is all right, this guy already had red flags from the FBI. Anybody that has a red flag should not be able to buy or purchase, regardless.
Right.
How was he able to buy and he had red flags? That is what needs to be controlled. Because I will say this, if he walked into a nightclub in Texas, that dude would have been dead within 10 seconds. Because in Texas, it's an open carry state. And he would have been a stupid MF-er to go up in that club and start shooting. Because that would have been a death sentence right there. So,
and I'm glad
did you hear
like Christina, because it should be a thorough background check.
Christina's voice sounds
like
right there. That was the switch you just heard in Christina's voice. That was Medea.
That was Medea?
So, so you were saying,
I love it.
So you were saying a thorough background check?
Oh, definitely a thorough background check, especially when you are getting guns of that magnitude. And I think that you should have to take a course to be properly trained on how to use that particular machine. You know, so Christina had a valid point there. You know, that's where some of the gun control start, that background check.
Yeah.
I don't think you should well, you know what, I'm not going to say that. I was going to say a misdemeanor. You know, some people have them, some people don't. You know, I just think you need to have an almost clean record to be able to purchase, especially a gun of that magnitude.
Yes, and the fact that he had ties to terrorists already and was communicating with them, and that's what the red flags were for, he definitely shouldn't have been allowed to have a gun or to purchase a gun or even walk in a store that had guns. And that just, like, blows me away.
And I'm serious.
Because
You know, I'm actually going to address this thing. So this is where it gets super complicated. So, first of all, being investigated by the FBI is not grounds to take away somebody's constitutional rights. That's the big problem. You can't take away a constitutional right based on having a conversation. There has to be an actual conviction. Now, people are saying this. Well, if they're on the no-fly list, then they shouldn't be able to get a gun. Well, the problem with that is one of those things is a constitutionally protected right, and one of them's not. We don't even know the criteria of how somebody gets on the no-fly list in the first place because they don't talk about it because they don't want you to know what the criteria is to get on it. That's the whole purpose. So how can you take away somebody's constitutional right if they don't even know what the grounds are to stay within that constitutional right? So the no-fly list is not a grounds for doing that because they have to be able to know what the parameters are. So I would have no issue with taking away his gun rights, but he has to be convicted of something is the problem. You can't take away a right based on we here in the country, we have this thing called due process, and you are innocent until proven guilty, especially when it comes to constitutional rights. So
not nowadays. Nowadays, you're guilty
right now.
Until proven innocent.
And there's so many fine lines between everything. It's buffoonery.
It is.
And then, so it's a super complicated issue. And then the other one with background checks, the what makes that one super complicated is that gun laws are a state's rights issue. What that means is each state gets to dictate what their state laws are for guns.
Right.
So the government, the federal government, does not have authority to issue sweeping background checks because each state gets to vote on what their laws are. So California has very strict laws on guns. But you go to Alabama, you don't even have to register a gun. You just walk into the store, buy it, they don't even take your name down because that's what the voters in that state voted on. So this is the other main problem with creating legislation is the federal government does not have authority to make any of these laws.
Mm-hmm.
That's why it's super complicated.
Mm-hmm. Well,
Gosh, see, that's where we go, and you're sort of stuck in between because it's like, okay, do we take – all the guns away, but then there's still people out there that still have them from before, or do we just allow open carry? So if some buffoonery like this goes on again, let the people handle it because it's not going to happen. Like I said, some stuff like that would have happened in Texas. It would have not happened because it's open carry. And I feel like these, I want to say terrorists, and I'm not going to say terrorists because he might be linked to ISIS. To me, anybody that goes out and shoots a massive amount of people is a terrorist to me. It doesn't matter what your religion, what you believe in. You go out and you kill innocent people for whatever reason, you know, you're a terrorist to me. And this wouldn't have happened in a state that's open carry because they would have known what it was going to be.
That's a touchy subject in general.
It's also, though, a hate crime, too. And I feel like the challenging part is we have to be honest about a lot of the things within religion and a lot of the ways that we brought things up in society. It teaches a lot of people to either hate or pushes them towards that very thing. Because, you know, I feel like bullying is at an all-time high, and it happens on both ends. And I know people may not be happy with me to say this, but I'm going to be honest about it. I feel like there's just as much bullying in the LGBTQ community as there is also in the heterosexual community. There's bullies on both ends. It's like you feel bullied to have to agree with somebody and think the way that they do. And then you also feel bullied if a person is struggling with something, you know, within whether it be within religion or their family or all those different types of things, they feel like they can't even express who they are. So I feel like there has to be more conversations in order to really talk about things because in our society, they don't have it. You know, there's not a place where people can be able to talk about it from both ends and where people are actually wanting to be honest and open. It's always like from an attacking place, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And now we get into the meat and potatoes of the conversation because I want to say this, and it really bothered me because, you know, once – and I want to blame not only the media, I want to blame social media for this too. When the shooting happened, everybody was quick to say, oh, it's racism. It's a terrorist. It's the Muslims.
Yep.
It's ISIS. It's religion. Nobody never stopped to just say or think over 100 people was either shot up, murdered.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they didn't come there for that night. They came to party. They came to enjoy themselves. They weren't expecting it. They didn't deserve it. So what made me mad with the media was before you start throwing all these labels out, these people haven't even, the families haven't even been able to bury their families in the ground, get them in the grave. You understand what I'm saying? Before we throw out all these labels, nobody never just stopped to say, okay, over 100 people in a club that didn't deserve this was murdered. support. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? So don't get me wrong. Mm-hmm. Religion, ISIS, all that stuff, it may be that. But we have to stop mm-hmm. and think sometimes. You know, so my thing mm-hmm. was with the media, before they throw all that out there and get into the propaganda, you know, respect these people that lost their lives and their family. And that's what they yep. needed to do mm-hmm. first and foremost. And that's what makes me mad with the media, and especially social media sometimes. You know, so mm-hmm. I didn't yeah. hear nobody say, you know, look, let these people grieve what they lost first before we start getting into the propaganda. And that yep. was
you know why,
me
though? It's because, but you know why? It's because, think about it, in our society, people watch fights for fun. They watch people get mm-hmm. hurt for fun. So people are desensitized. So they don't think about, like, what they're saying and how it's affecting the other people until, God forbid, it happens to them. That's the only time mm-hmm. people want to look at something differently, as opposed to, like you said, just take a moment to grieve with the people. And before we start, like you said, just going up in arms about things. And like you said, people need to have some honest conversations. But I don't feel like people are willing to. We just want to blame. And we just want to put more laws up, but we don't want to actually.
That's what I saw more than anything. I saw more people debating whether it was Muslims, whether it was religion, whether it was ISIS.
Yeah.
I saw them debating that more than them mourning the people, not only who lost their lives, but the family that had to endure all that. You know, and that was hilarious to me. You know what I'm saying? So almost borderline disrespectful. But that's the world we live in, and that's the media for you.
I agree 100%. The media makes a situation 50 million times worse because it's like they want you to pick a side. They want you to be enraged. They want you to retaliate mm-hmm. and do this and do that instead of coming together as a people saying, you know, like you guys are saying, these people were murdered. Why is this happening? People need to come together. Like, stop segregating people by whatever artificial scenarios you're placing in people's heads that might not even necessarily be true yet, because it just happened. There hasn't been mm-hmm. an investigation. You know, mm-hmm. It's just sad. It's really, really sad. And now that more information is coming out that, oh, this was his lover. Oh, he's been there several times before. Oh, he got mad because his wife and family has found out he's been going there. You know, this man obviously was mentally ill. Something was going
well,
on
they
in
said,
his head.
Well, they said that he's honestly been troubled since he was a child. His story is actually very sad because they said he was like in, you know, elementary school. His teachers were trying to get him help. He was, you know, he was evil then as far as, like, what was manifesting in him was evil. He had, like, crazy, destructive, like, disgusting thoughts. And so to me, it's actually a very sad story. And I know that's hard for people because they're like, how can you say you feel sad for him? Because he's a human being. And people don't do stuff like that unless there's something with them, and it doesn't make it right. Obviously, he was completely dead wrong. He was not right in that, but it's a mm-hmm. situation where no one wins, and it's hard because now his family has also lost someone. His son no longer has a dad. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. It's just a hurtful situation for everyone, and I feel like for me personally, one of the angles I want to take on it is I feel like being a woman of faith and a woman of grace, I don't feel like there's a community. There's nowhere I feel in the body of Christ, speaking about the faith that I believe, where we can have people from the LGBTQ community can just come and feel loved and cared for and just really be spoken about to their identity without me trying to change them and tell them how wrong they are, but just love them and allow God to do the healing in their lives. Everything is all based upon either you push people in that direction or you tell them they're evil. It's always one or the other extreme, as opposed to just being there for people so we don't have to have, God forbid, situations where people are hurtful and full of rage or take their own lives or hurt people around them, you know. And so that's something I've been really desiring to see and been wanting to, you know, really just, you know, I don't know how it's going to start. I don't know. But I really want to have a community for people that struggle within their sexuality or who feel certain ways, and they're people mm-hmm. of faith, but they don't know who to talk to and where to turn, and they just feel like God hates them. And you know what I mean? And so there has to be more conversation on that.
It does.
Absolutely.
I agree. And when it comes down to it, you know, that made me rethink of a lot of events I go to, especially when there's a lot of people there. I am going to make sure that there's some kind of armed security guard there. Like, seriously, that was a great thing to touch up on, because something of that size and that event, there needs to be an armed and trained security guard there. Mm-hmm. And to me, if he's been there several times, he probably knew that there wasn't.
Yeah.
And
yeah, I also think
be aware of your surroundings. I always tell folks, no matter what, and I know some people are like, well, why should we here to have fun? You should always want to be aware of your surroundings. So when they're in the building, I don't care if it's McDonald's, I want to know where the exit is because I have to make a quick one. And that's just real.
Yeah. Nathan, you're going to say something?
Well, you know, I think having an armed security guard is pretty much a win-win for everybody because the people that are very anti-gun, they think that only people that should have guns are basically military and police. And so what's the difference of having a military police person at there staying there all the time? So I think it's a win-win for everybody. Then it makes everybody happy. It makes the right-wing people happy. Mm-hmm. It makes the left-wing people happy because the people are trained, have a background check and everything that they want. So I think, to me, this sounds like common sense.
I agree, Nate.
So,
when both wings are happy, the bird flies perfectly.
Absolutely.
Yeah, and not only that, you know, I feel like they should have searched everyone to go into the event. I don't get offended. Like, obviously, yes, at the airport and places, it can be a hassle, but I don't get offended anymore when I go places and they search me or they search my purse. It makes perfect sense to me because if they wand me and all that stuff, because people can, you know, bring, God forbid, in anything. And I would never want to look at people that way, but we just have to be honest that there are people who would come to hurt someone. And so I feel like you said, there needs to be armed security guards in the front and the back, you know, basically all around within the place. They can have them, you know, blended in with the people that are there. They don't have to look, you know, if that makes people more comfortable, they don't have to look like someone, you know, who looks all scary, but just have them around, you know, and then people can know they feel safe and search people when they're coming in. You know, it's like, I mean, there shouldn't be anybody who can come in through the back door of anything. You are at that back door or any side door the whole night. Like,
and see, this is all about the whole looking scary thing, Sade. I love that you mentioned that because you just reminded me that has been an issue with people that are uncultured and has not traveled. Anybody that does not look or dress like you, people often fear whoever they are, whatever skin color they are, whatever they're wearing, because it's not the norm. Because if you were in the Middle East right now, everybody is dressed like that. That is their culture.
Yeah.
That is what they wear. You can't judge someone based on what they're wearing and their skin color just because they don't look and dress like you. And that is a big problem that we have here. Mm-hmm. Big problem.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Well, we have to be honest, though. Our country was built, even though we do have an amazing country, and I'm thankful and glad to be an American, we have to be honest that our country was built on a lot of segregation as well and built on treating people differently because they look differently. And not only how they look, but what they have or they don't have. And so those are conversations, once again, that we need to begin to have and be honest about. People don't want to be honest. They want to either just say get over it or act like it's not happening. Well, there will be no change until people are willing to be honest and talk about it and have open communication without the fear of being attacked. And just be honest and say, hey, I have a fear of people who look like this because this makes me think this, or I feel like this. You know what I'm saying? Because then it's like that's how we can actually begin to heal and have changes, you know? And so this was an amazing night with you guys. I'm going to have you all, if you want to wrap up, if you have any final thoughts, any shout-outs that you want to give, and we're going to, as we end tonight's show. I could talk with you guys all night, too.
I enjoyed myself.
Yes, likewise.
We'll start with Nathan first, if you have any shout-outs or final thoughts that you want to share.
Yeah, you know, the big key is this, especially this Orlando shooting, it's super political and everything like that. I'm just going to reiterate one more time that the horrible thing about it was before we even came together as Americans, we started dividing it right off the bat, and that was the most disturbing thing, the whole thing. And I hope next time something like this happens, because we kid ourselves, this is not going to be the last time something like this happens. I hope that we can take a step back and realize instead of picking political sides right off the bat, we can maybe start looking at almost how we did after 9/11, where everybody came together. I don't want it to be the same idea, but I would like to hopefully see something like that. So wish the best to their families, and it sucks
Absolutely.
Is what it comes down to. So.
Yeah.
Awesome. And also, Nathan, let everyone know how they can stay in contact with you on social media and also your websites again.
Yep. So I'll be doing a weekly podcast. Actually, depending on different topics, it's the website is NathanMartellisStupid.com. You'll be able to download all the podcasts from iTunes and everything. Yep, that is my hashtag, Nathan Martell is stupid. I pick fiery hot topics, and I love to debate those fiery hot topics. So please feel free to sign up for my email address so you can get it all updated. It'll be on my website.
And Nathan,
awesome.
I'm following you on
you?
Twitter, so follow me by at Jit Chronicles. I just followed you.
I will do that.
And I'll send you guys a friend suggestion, too, and also with you as well, Christina, so you guys can stay up to date. He always posts really good and controversial topics, so you guys will have a good time
funny
on,
guy.
His,
I love him.
On his
He's
social
a
media.
I love
also,
I love you too,
Jit, what are your we got a family now. Jit, what are your final thoughts, and also share with everyone how they can stay in contact with you and also check out your store, too.
Definitely. Well, my final thoughts would definitely say learn to love each other, and I think that it always starts at home. You have to teach folks when they're babies, you know, so it always starts at home. Learn to love each other. Check me out tomorrow night on Ground Hard Radio. It's ladies' night, so it's an episode that you definitely don't want to miss. You can follow me on social media, Twitter, Instagram, all that good stuff at Jit Chronicles, and definitely check out my T-shirt shop, Jit's Closet. Which is DX Customs/Jit's Closet. All proceeds go to Habitat for Humanity. You know, so when you buy a shirt from me, your money is going to a great cause. And thank you, Sade, for having me on your show tonight, darling, because every time you have me on your show, it opens me up to a new audience. So I'm forever grateful to you for that.
Aww. Well, thank you so thank much you. For believing in me and giving me the opportunity to create my own highly rated radio show in the first place. So
yes.
Thank you for that.
It is doing wonderful,
Christina,
for my brand, so I love it. We're working together.
Awesome. Christina, what are your final thoughts? And also share with everyone how they can stay in contact with you and also let them know about Mind Sleeve as well.
Yes. I guess my final thoughts is, one, beware of your surroundings like we touched on. And second, you know, don't take anybody for granted because you just never know when maybe the last time you see or speak to anybody. Mm-hmm. You know, try to leave, don't go to sleep angry at somebody. Try to be adult about situations and problems that arise. And also remember to be active in your community because the change starts with you and how mm-hmm. active you are in your community. And when people come together, that's when you see the change. You can mm-hmm. keep up with me on Let's see. I have so many different names on everything. So I'll just say you can keep up with me on Instagram under I'm Christina Renee, R-E-N-E-E, Renee, no A. That's again, I'm Christina Renee. And you can also keep up with me on Snapchat under MindSleeve, MindSleeve. And my website, MindSleeve.com, will be launching very soon. And there'll be a collection of my artwork, some things that I've worked on, some designs that I've started, some photography and creative director activities. And basically, it's a sleeve that I've created of all of my thoughts. So stay tuned for that.
Much love to you, Christina.
Awesome.
It's always a pleasure to chop it up with you.
And it was great talking to you, Jit.
Yeah.
It was great meeting you, Nate. I hope to talk to you again soon on the show. And thank you, Sade. You're always wonderful, and I always appreciate when you can allow me to join your wonderful show and your castmates.
Well, we want to thank you, everyone, who tuned in tonight. Thank you for downloading, subscribing, and sharing my radio show. Next week's final special episode of the Sade Champagne Show is Living... Special episode of the Sade Champagne Show is Living with Fearless Joy with Rick and Melissa Wood. Join pastors, authors, and speakers, Rick and Melissa Wood, as they share tips and testimonies for living a life free from fear and full of joy. Hashtag Living with Fearless Joy to ask them questions and join in the conversation. Thanks to Grind Hard Radio for the opportunity to create my own radio show. Thanks to Travis Miller for creating and producing my theme song and Scott Swish for mixing the song. Thanks to, of course, my best friend and castmate, Christina Renee, for giving us infotainment all so long. Thanks to our special guest, my dear friend, Nathan Martell and Jit Chronicles.
Yes.
After Rick and Melissa's special episode next week, Living with Fearless Joy, we are going to be taking a couple weeks off before Season 2 officially premieres July 20th. Next season is going to be absolutely bananas. We're going to have even more celebrity guests, two new castmates, amazing segments. We're going to bring Nate back. We're going to bring Jit back. We're going to have so much fun. And so thanks for listening to the Sade Champagne Show, and I'll see you next Wednesday from 6 to 7 p.m. Pacific right here on Grind Hard Radio.
God bless. Bound.
where dreamers dream, where dreams come true. There's no limit what we can do. Turning no to yes, leaving doubt behind, releasing the stress. We were born to shine.